After 6 years of focusing my attention exclusively on the factors that contribute to the symptoms of Parkinson's disease, I have two truths to offer. The first truth is, if there is in fact an imbalance in your body that's creating the neurological symptoms associated with the diagnosis of Parkinson's disease, it means that there must be some change in your behavior. I recognize that's a broad statement. Change may mean changes in how you are making decisions about what to do each day. Change may mean making changes about how you live your life. Change may mean how you move your body. Change may mean what you put in your body. Whatever the nature of the change that is required, something has to shift if you expect that these neurological symptoms will resolve and reverse. The second truth is that stress has a direct connection to the symptoms. When people are stressed, the symptoms flare. When people are joyously pursuing their life's passion, symptoms are hardly even noticeable. Finally, have you ever heard the statement, fasting is good for you? The challenge this week may be difficult for some of you, but I'm going to suggest a fast. Not a food fast, not a people fast, but a news media fast. Are you a news junkie? If so, this particular challenge may be particularly onerous and difficult for you, but let me offer it anyway. What does this fast entail for you to become more mindful moment to moment during the week? First, no watching TV of any type. Second, no reading newspapers from any source. Third, no listening to the radio. If you count up the hours that you spend in combining attention to those three media sources, you may be surprised at how much of your life you are devoting to being exposed to mass media. Once you turn off the TV, once you stop reading the newspaper, once you turn off your radio, or never turn the radio on when you're in your car, what are the alternatives? What do you do instead? There are many. Let me suggest a few. Play a musical instrument or learn a musical instrument you've always wanted to learn. Listen to music. Cook. Simply relax. Meditate. Walk. Exercise. Paint. Write. Dream. Talk with friends and family over the phone. Invite neighbors over to sit on your porch or your back deck and simply talk. Of course, the list of alternatives is endless. Gardening may be one of your favorites. Whatever the choice might be, the key is turn off mass media for this week. Monitor how you are feeling and be aware of your stress level. More about this in a few days. May you have fun with the challenge of this news media fast this week. Robert Rogers, and this is, of course, Parkinson's Recovery. Good day.